Welcome to this webinar podcast on what are the wider value of energy planning, heat planning in cities. Together with me, and I'm Morten Hjort Dudal from the Danish Board of District Heating, together with me, I have two experts on heat planning coming from quite a different background and perspective. First, a little background. This is the Colab KVP project. Colab, meaning we cooperate, Colab laboratory, the learning on heat planning, both from Denmark and from Germany. And we are at least four partners. We are the KVP, Kompetenzzentrum Wärmewende, we are the DENA, the German Energy Agency, we are the DBDH, and we are also the Danish Energy Agency. Enough about the background, let's get to business. Steen Christiansen and Volker Kinsen, people I have known for very long. Volker, you are managing director of KEA, Klima- und Energieagentur Baden-Württemberg. You are the background of starting the first law on heat planning in Germany, in Baden-Württemberg. I think it's the biggest 103 local authorities in Baden-Württemberg who has to do that. And then also you have your own little project, a very interesting international project connecting Kiel and Strasbourg, because there's a lot of surplus heat in Kiel and there is a need for heat in Strasbourg, crossing the Rhine, very exciting. And then Steen Christiansen. Well, I think first of all, you are the mayor of Albertslund, one of the smaller, medium-sized local authorities around Copenhagen. You are also the chairman, and have been so for a few years, of the large heat transmission company on the western part of Copenhagen called BEX. And then you have a seat in the board of the Danish District Heating Association. I think that was very short, but maybe Volker, you can add a few words to your background and then Steen afterwards.
Thanks a lot, Morten. KABW, as you mentioned, is the state energy agency in Baden-Württemberg, and our key task is to support municipalities, not only in the field of district heating and in the field of heat planning, but in other fields of climate protection as well. So we have different departments working in that area. But we want to focus on heat planning today. So our job is to write the guideline for district heating. We wrote the guideline on district heating, on heat planning in Baden-Württemberg before the law forced the 104 municipalities to do the heat planning and finalize it by the end of the year, end of 2024. We help the municipalities in the tendering procedures. We help them with a lot of questions on the issue of heat planning. And in the second step, we want to help them as well when they're going to implement the results of heat planning. We have a team of six in this field and work very closely together with Danish partners, because we learn a lot from Denmark in that field, because they have much more experience than we have.
Thank you. Thank you, Volker. It's really exciting. I have followed the whole process, and I think you're doing exactly, you're doing very well. Steen, a little bit more from you and from Albertslund, maybe.
Yes, and thank you for having me here, Morten. I have been looking forward to it, to participating in this meeting. Albertslund is a part of the capital area, 27,000 inhabitants, with about 12,000 households. Well, talking about district heating, about 99% of the households at the end of first quarter 2024 will be connected to the district heating system. So that is number one city in Denmark, or maybe number two, depending on which mayor you ask in Denmark about that. And then I've been off the board of VEX, the district heating transmission company, for about 20 years, the last four, 5 years as the chair of the company. As you might know, the Danish government had issued an order, is it almost, that every house in Denmark, every house in Denmark should be receiving a letter describing which energy system should they be connected to if they are not on the district heating system. By the task is that by the end of 2028, every household in Denmark should be connected to a efficient energy system. So we have been very busy with the district heating system in Denmark for the last years. For the last year, the prices have gone up for the technical development of the systems. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Steen. And you are interesting also because you actually still have your district heating company within the municipality. So you have the district heating company and the planning actually sitting right next to each other and working closely together. In Denmark, we have done municipal heat planning since the 80s, maybe even before. And we have a lot of district heating. Two-thirds of our buildings are heated by district heating. And I think today the district heating is like 75% renewable and we are going towards 100. In the 80s, or rather in the 70s, it started with an energy crisis, or rather an oil crisis. And today we have both an gas, electricity and energy crisis. And we also, on top of that, have a climate crisis. And Steen, you have been in this for a while now. What if you came from what we had in the 70s and had to redo the whole thing again today, what would you do? How would you tackle this from a municipal perspective?
Well, it's, so to say, two different kind of crises. The crisis back in the 70s and the 80s were about receiving oil from the Middle East, or not receiving oil from the Middle East and be independent of that. So it has to be developed, the district heating system, very, very fast. Now we stand with another climate and with another crisis, a climate crisis. And of course, if we have to start all over, we will start with that, and we'll start with renewable energy systems to deliver the heat into our system. So it's about water pumps, it's about wind, it's about the hot water from the from the inner earth, so to say, geothermal water. So we would build the system up about around those kind of energy sources. Now, as a matter of fact, we're working on, so to say, to redirect our present system to do those new renewable energy sources.
What would we do when we had to start in the 70s? Well, we would try to avoid some mistakes.
Actually, what would you do today when you have both an energy and a climate crisis? Well, some comments to what Steen said.
Well, it's clear that we have to switch to renewables, and actually, we should have done that in this already back in the 70s, because even at that time we knew that we have a climate problem. We were not that aware of this problem, but there were definitely people who raised their fingers and raised their hand and said, "Wait, folks, there is a problem." We should have done that much earlier. Today, it's the same thing that Steen mentioned. We need heat pumps. We need little biomass. We need geothermal. We need the solar energy, both as solar thermal and both and photovoltaics. And we need wind. And we have a little bit hydropower, but this is only a small fraction of our energy sources in Baden-Württemberg.
Okay. Thank you. And to do what we did in the 70s, and actually, as you said, Steen, what the energy agency or the government dictates us to do in Denmark today is to make planning and tell everybody who's still on oil or natural gas, well, within a few years, you can have district heating, or the best solution for you would be individual heat pumps. That requires a lot of planning. Volker, you have initiated the first heat planning law only for Baden-Württemberg, but still it's a big accomplishment. What do you expect from these 104 cities doing the heat planning? What have they had it given, or what will it give, what have it given? Try to elaborate a little bit on that. Why did you do it and what are you expecting?
Well, first of all, it was not me, it was our ministry who initiated the process. We try to support that process and we try to support the municipalities. Well, what we expect is that we will see plans which lead the municipalities into the future. This is the broader idea behind it, because in the past we thought from measurement to measurement. We initiated a small district heating system. We initiated a heat pump project, but we didn't see the bigger picture. And now the focus is on the big picture. How do we get the municipality climate neutral by 2040? This is not far away. 2040 is just behind the door. So we only have 16 years for that. What we expect to see is in these heat plans that we much more district heating systems will make sense. The heat planning will not say you have to install district heating systems, but the heat planning says where it makes sense to install district heating systems. And this will be definitely much more than we see today. The fraction that we have today in Baden-Württemberg is below 20%. So we have a much longer way to go than Denmark has. Even if we see a doubling of the fraction, we have a lot to do. And we certainly see that we will have to install much more district heating systems in the near future. Apart from that, one of the results will be, I take my glass bowl and look into the
crystal
that
bowl, yeah.
My crystal bowl, and I will see there that the municipalities have to reduce the energy consumption of their buildings significantly, because we will not be able to supply all the heat that we use today as fossil fuels in form of renewables. We are so densely populated that we lack the space for enough wind power, for enough solar systems to supply all the energy that we need by renewables. So we have to reduce the energy consumption. And another result that I expect is that we will see in the less densely populated parts, in the rural parts, in the suburbs, where district heating makes, from our point of view, not that much sense today, that the people who live there know that they cannot rely on district heating in the next 20 years. So they have to look for a climate neutral energy supply for themselves. And this will be the heat pump.
So you agree there are two solutions. In the densely populated areas, how dense we don't know, but in the dense populated areas, district heating, outside, heat pumps.
Right.
Good. Steen, some reflections on what you heard from Volker?
Well, you could say it's about the same solution that we're working with in Denmark. People are asking for district heating systems, so we are looking into that, not only in the capital area, but also in other major cities. And then, of course, we have some smaller cities, and we also have, of course, houses who is placed in different parts of Denmark, long away from any kind of city. And of course, they have to plan for their own climate neutral energy system, and that will be, I guess, a hot a heat pump. They will choose. So it's the similar situation we have in Denmark. We come from a high level of district heating, but it's very good to hear about the plans in Baden-Württemberg.
One additional remark, you said people are asking for district heating. That's what we are hoping for too. But at the moment, we have to convince people that district heating is a good solution, both from an economic and from an ecological point of view. But some people still think they make themselves dependent on a district heating supplier. And we have to convince people that the contrary is the case. They make themselves independent from fossil energies and from states and companies delivering fossil energy.
And today they are dependent on the natural gas company or the electricity company and so on. So, Sten, you go ahead.
Yes, I would also say that those households in Denmark who is not on district heating, they are mostly on natural gas, so they are depending on Putin, so to say. Right. So that's quite an argument to go to district heating system and be independent in that way. So that's also a major argument for turning into the district heating system.
And if not dependent on Putin, they depend on the liquidized natural gas, which has a carbon footprint, which is not that good.
Volker, you said something interesting. You said economy. And I have given that argument about economy because it also translates into, can people pay more for the future solution than they do today? And many places they say, we cannot do that. But in a way, and my thinking is that the way we heat our homes, our houses, our buildings today, it's not a good way. It's a bad way because it has a lot of climate impact. And I'm especially, of course, thinking here natural gas and oil. It's not only climate, but there's also import of fuels from areas we don't necessarily agree very much with. Without mentioning anything specific, but still, that's what it is. And maybe the future way of heating our homes is a better way. It's a much better way than what we have done in the past for many reasons, climate and so on. And I sometimes use the picture, if you drive a very, very old, now we're in Germany, say, Mercedes 25-year-old diesel engine, last owner, that is the gas. Whereas if you drive a very new, modern, sustainable, I don't know, Tesla, it can still do the same. It can heat your buildings, natural gas or district heating, but it's in a very different ways. How do we deal with that discussion that maybe it costs more in the future? Maybe, and simply because it's a much better solution. And we can't ask Mr. and Mrs. Smith down the road to pay more. Who want to go first?
The political question, Steen, that's for you.
Yes, that is. I think that is a political question because that's about politicians taking responsibility for the future. You have to say to your citizens, to the people who are going to elect you, that it will be more expensive to go this way, but it will be even more expensive if we do not combat climate changes. So it's not about what we are paying now, it's about what our children or grandchildren were going to pay when they grow up. And of course, the grandchildren, they don't vote yes yet. They're not even born yet. But that is the main answer to that. Of course, it has to be reasonable. You have to be very well skilled at making the economy to stay together. Explain why it's that way. We have to go, and that the plan sticks. So it's also very important if you want to go that way and you need to go that way that it is a broader political perspective, that there's a broader number of parties who say this is what we believe is the way to go, so the direction don't change when the color of the government change. And that's, I think, is a very important part of it because it's really huge investments that we are talking about here.
We need stability in the framework condition, no matter if it's a social democratic or liberal or whatever government you have. That's stability, and stability is not the same as unchanged, but the main highway we drive down should be, we must see where we are going, and then we can do micro turns. Volker, you were about to say something, I guess. Not as a politician, more as a top civil servant.
And as an engineer.
okay.
Well, the problem is that Mr. and Mrs. Smith will point to China and to the United States and say, but they have to start first. One saying in Schwaben, so in Baden-Württemberg, is if everybody sweeps in front of his house, the whole alley is clean. And
that's a good picture. I like that.
Me too, and that's why I use it. And I, we try to use that in talking to people as well. It will be more expensive. We are convinced as well. It will be more expensive to heat our homes sustainably, no matter if you do it with a heat pump or with district heating. We try to have to minimize the cost, that's no question. But if we're discussing heat pumps, we have to improve our electricity grid. And this will cost as well money that finally the customer has to pay. So even with the overhead cost of heat pumps, heating will be more expensive in the future. And again, if you know that, you know that economizing energy efficiency in the buildings by improving the thermal insulation, by replacing the windows, by insulating the roof, makes a lot of sense.
But Morten, I think that Volker has a very important point about China and the United States, because from a political point of view, we also have to work on this agenda within the European Union, and of course also within the international framework. And that's why COP28, which will take part in the starting the 1st December, is very, very important also to get the United States and China into this agenda. It's very, very difficult. I know that, but at least we have to say to our citizens that we are working very, very hard on that agenda also in order to make them believe that this is the right way to go.
And in a way, I totally agree, Steen. It's very, very important. Let me, for a second, jump from the big international picture. There was an interesting question from one in the audience, say, are the municipalities the center of, is it them who should drive this? Is it the municipalities, maybe supported by some kind of national framework? Is it the municipalities that's going to make sure that the heating solution for cities and so on will be the right ones? And what will, and what should that role be also? Volker, Steen, you decide who goes first.
Well, in a Danish context, it is the municipalities who is going to make sure that this agenda wins. And that's because for the last 50 years, 60 years, the municipality has owned the companies who have developed these heating systems and other kind of energy systems in Denmark. So we have a tradition that this is developed and leaded by the municipalities and the city councils. Not every city council, but in cooperation with other city councils, and we have made different companies to make this happen. When you look back at the energy crisis in the 70s, the company I chair now, VIX, the transmission company, is established as a reaction to that. 2010 city councils went together and say, we will form one company and make sure that we have district heating in the western part of Copenhagen within 10 or 20 years. So we are used to work that way. But of course, we depend on a very strong national framework, but also on a very strong international framework.
Volker, what do the municipalities need to do?
They have to take the leadership. Don't have to install district heating systems, but we're as well convinced that they have a leading role. And it's a public task, and we should not give the heat supply to private companies who try to maximize the shareholder value. It's a public task, and if the municipality has a Stadtwerk, like in many of them have in Baden-Württemberg, the natural partner for district heating is, of course, the Stadtwerk. But sometimes it's a cooperative who takes the lead. Maybe the city can use contracting to install and to operate the system. But the municipality should have the lead in the process.
Yes, I totally agree. And I travel all over Europe, and all the successful projects I see are based on really, really strong municipal leadership. Volker, I was hoping you said one word, but you didn't. But now I will say it. Transparency. I know. Yep. That is a word that is, you have some ideas and thoughts about. Could you comment?
Yeah, it's a good word. Transparency concerning prices is very important because many of the Bedenken prerequisites that people have concerning the prices they pay. If they think there's somebody who's filling their bags with my money that I have to pay for heating my home, it's difficult to convince them that they should connect to a district heating system. So we strongly recommend that the heat supply companies, the Stadtwerke, the contracting companies, are very open and very transparent concerning the price structure. It helps to convince people if they can be sure that they pay reasonable prices. But the price per kilowatt hour heat is a different price than the price per kilowatt hour gas or kilowatt hour oil. And our task as a state energy agency is to explain that you must not compare these two prices. You have to compare the price for heat and not the price for gas with the price for heat. That's comparing apples with pears.
Yeah, and you need to look at the total cost of ownership. What does it cost totally over many years?
Exactly, the lifetime cost is that what we try to compare. We have a calculating tool on our website that helps the people compare the prices they pay for heat at their local company with the price they would pay if they include all the costs for installing a new boiler, operating it, replacing it, paying the chimney sweep, paying for maintenance, all that you have to include.
Sten, actually it was your former managing director in VEX, Lars Gulev, who said, transparency is the key. It's one of the few success factors that has really driven Danish district heating forward. Do you have any comments on what transparency is and what it means to the general public who uses your heat?
Well, Lars Gulev is right. It's very important for the public and for the consumers that they know what are we going to pay for district heat, for our energy on a yearly basis. We're coping with the transparency in that way that the board of VIX, the transmission company, every year decides what's the fee for the hot water that we are delivering to the local companies. And then the city council in every 10 municipalities who's behind VIX, they also at their annual budget, then they approve the fee that their citizens are going to pay for the district heating. So we have, and if the district heating price goes very high, then everybody has to explain why is it go high. There's not that many questions. When it goes low, then it's quite very, very quiet. No questions, but that's the way we manage with, and that's also the way as a. When we develop district heating systems, that when we go out to a new area, we have to explain the future consumers, what do we think that they are going to pay for the district heating system, so they know what the price will be. Of course, it's not a fixed figure that we present, but it's the best prognosis, prognosis that we could make at that time when we start to establish the district heating system.
Steen, I'm curious. Can you compare the prices that you have in your city with the prices in other cities? Is there a national comparison of prices? Do I know if the price I pay in my city is high relatively to other cities?
Well, the price, I think that there will be some. I think there's a system where you can compare it. I have not seen it, but I know there's a lot of figures and a lot of numbers in the district heating system and between the district heating companies and in Denmark. But one fee is the fee that VEX decided, mm-hmm. but then there's also a local company, and maybe the local mm-hmm. company has made some investments that they have to. So they also have another fee. So mm-hmm. the prices can differ between the municipalities.
And the price calculation, or not the price calculation, but the actual price, are made public on the Danish Energy Agency's website, and we will share that link with everybody. And Folger, somebody asked if you could share the link to your calculator. We will share that as well, of course.
Of course.
I can see on the time that we are about to finish, but before I say thank you to our two experts, a few sentences on Steen. What do you think is the most important thing German municipalities should do now? That was a hard one. What is the most important thing now on heat planning? Steen, first a few words from you, and then Folger, and then I'll say thank you.
Well, I think it's very important. And if you choose a part of your municipality and say this is where we are going to develop district heating, that you are very careful with your calculations, that you involve your citizens from the start, and that you are very honest about the prices and the prices in the future. Because what is very important is that our citizens can have faith in what we are saying is right. And I think that's the way that you can bring district heating or out to a broader audience.
Get started. Don't wait. If you have a municipal heat plan, don't put it in the drawer. Put it on the top of your desk and try to find out where to start, where the quick wins, without building your system so that you can enlarge it. Get started and try to convince your citizens, your potential customers, that district heating, at least in the city centers, is the best solution they can have for their heat supply, and make it transparent how you make your decisions, and make it transparent, like Steen said, how the prices are and why the prices are how they are.
I think I will say thank you very much, and I think Steen, you agree to get started. Maybe get started now could be
yes.
Even stronger. Yes.
Precisely.
Steen, Mayor of Albertslund, Folger, Managing Director of KIA BV, thank you very much for taking part in this discussion about what is the wider value of municipal heat planning. We came to it in many different ways, but I think everybody who listened in today and will listen in later can see that it has a big value for a city to do things. It helps the citizens, it helps the city itself, both giving good heat, but also fighting the energy crisis and supporting the fight against climate change. So thank you very much. A comment to this will be available on KVV's website, and we will of course share the link to as many as we can. Thank you again, and goodbye.